Hey guys, and welcome 2019. First Facebook Live in a while, so I thought I'd get on here and we'll talk about a few of the things that are happening locally and globally at the moment. It's a pretty exciting time to be alive. Definitely crazy times on all fronts, crazy highs and crazy lows, and I think most of you would be feeling that out there at the moment, regardless of what you're doing, where you live, and what your belief systems are. I've been seeing a lot of positive stuff happening around the place lately, and also a lot of crackdown on truth media, which is happening on the internet. So we're kind of seeing the dilution of the truth media at the moment in ways that are kind of secretive, I guess, shadow banning and other methods to stop the information flow coming out. We're also seeing people everywhere who are wanting to get out into nature. They're over the internet, the social media, and they're looking for nature. They're looking for reconnection or connection, maybe just connection for the first time. So this is exciting to see. There's been a lot of ceremonies and a lot of beautiful gatherings and things that I've been attending and being around, but also I'm seeing people in different areas creating their own men's circles and women's circles and things like that. Like this, better not be notifications come in this whole chat. Try not to message me on Signal, guys, if you are. So people are basically taking their lives, their health, and all other facets into their own hands, finally, which is good. Critical thinking is what we need. We need a race of people who question the narrative, regardless of what it is. We need people who are questioning and who are thinking about the simple solutions. Because it's getting to a point now where it's become so confusing that people have no idea what they should be eating, what they should be putting in their mouths, what they should be watching on TV. Television, health, it's become minefield. Now that my phone is full at the moment. And this is something I'm seeing, people creating men's circles, women's circles. And what it all boils down to, this retarded social behavior we're seeing on the internet with these fake photos, pictures, false happiness, Instagram, you know, all this crap that's going on, being pushed through the mainstream news, through the rap film clips and all the music film clips, this money and flicking coins everywhere, money and hot women, stuff like that. That's all boils down to a lack of connection and also loneliness and living in a state of fear. There's three things: living in a state of fear, loneliness, and lack of connection, which are all connected together. And I think most people will find the root cause of why they do what they do is because they live in a state of fear. Now, there's two ways you can live. You can live from a state of love or a state of fear. That's it. It's all a perception. Nothing else is actually happening outside of your reality. Nothing is changing or any different from your mindset to someone else, except the way they are perceiving life, the way they are creating life. Because if you're perceiving life through the eyes of fear, then that's the reality that you're getting back. We all know about the law of attraction, quantum physics, quantum entanglement, all these provable things that show what we focus on is what we create. Now that's why when we get down to the simple things like the news, the media, things like that, they're always promoting negativity. It's a circus. It's all times keeping us distracted from doing good things in the world. Whether it be waiting for QAnon to save the day and then 62,000 military indictments. Waiting, right? We're always waiting. We're on the internet and we're learning everything. Everyone knows everything. The head office. The head office is always in control. It has to analyze, it has to judge, it has to put everything in little boxes to know how it all works. The trust in the process. The faith in the situation. Okay, that is what's lacking. That absolute connection to spirit. So what happens is everyone's trying to analyze everything and they're not in flow state. You can't be in flow state when you're thinking about how things are going to come out and how things are going to pan out. And that's very hard for some people to do. Now, this world of distraction not only is just the television, social media, which is a massive thing at the moment. I mean, social media is probably one of the biggest distractions than the iPhones. And the funny thing is, I'm talking to you on a smartphone now. So we have to be very careful of how we do use these instruments. Are we using them, or is it using us? Is it gathering our data and being used against us? Or are we using it to spread positivity, love, creativity, and help people? That's the difference. There's a lot of people using social media for nefarious purposes, and it's not for helping other people. It's just basically a dopamine hit. So just think about what we're doing when we're posting, why we're posting things. Is it just for a dopamine hit? And that's generally the case, you know, in most circumstances. People are doing it because they want to feel accepted, they want to feel loved, they want to feel like they're part of something, and they want to be needed. Needed, once again, being needed, being loved, being accepted, all parts of living in a state of fear, not being content and happy. So yeah, what I'm going to talk about today briefly is getting off the social media, and also about group gatherings, getting people together in the real world, because it seems like people have forgotten the art of communication, if they ever had it in the first place. That's the question you might want to ask yourself. Did people actually ever have a good communication trait to begin with? Now, you look at different cultures like the Italians, the Wogs, the Greeks, the Maltese. You know, they have these big dinners and they talk and they hug and they kiss and they're very affectionate. You know, the Western world doesn't really have that. Americans and Canadians and Australians, there's kind of that disconnect between the family and also that affection thing. We've grown up over here with farming and wars and football and the pub, and the actual original culture of this land has all but been destroyed. So this is a merging now of the old world with the new world. This is kind of what we're trying to do, is merge the old technologies with the ancient information, which has always been here and it's always going to be here. It just depends whether we want to take that information and embody it into our lives or not. So that's why we're seeing a lot of people who are doing ceremony work in different parts of the world, taking people out into the jungle, getting them reconnected with who they are, dropping the phones, dropping the social media, and they're using things like plant medicines or detoxing, fasting, water fasting, even just being in nature. Just being in nature is enough to reconnect you with yourself and make you realize, hey, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I need to work on. The distraction keeps us so busy that we forget what it's like to sit in our own thoughts. We're constantly doing things, doing, all the time doing things. If we're always doing, we never have a chance to process our stuff. And that's what happens. We go to work, 9 to 5, boom. Or now it's like 6 to 6. It's not really 9 to 5 anymore, is it? So people go to work, 9 to 5. You come home, you might have just enough time to go to the gym, eat food, go to bed. So you don't have really any time during the day to do anything useful, to be creative, to think about your internal thoughts, your internal dialogue. And that's not good. And this is what's happening. This is what's building up trauma. We're getting this massive trauma build up in our bodies because we have all these situations and scenarios panning out in our life, a lot of them which may not be very good. And what we do is we just push it down, cover it with a little bit of alcohol, put on a smiley face, take some photos on Instagram, show 5 seconds of our day when we're happy, but don't show the rest of the world the other 23 and a half hours of us being fucking miserable. And what does that do? That makes other people feel like their lives aren't very good. It makes them feel miserable. Why am I not happy when that person's so happy? When really that person's not really happy. Anyway, it's false happiness. It's Instagram happiness. It's Facebook happiness. It's bullshit. That's basically what it is. It's rubbish. So all these things that I'm talking about, they kind of interlink. You know, they actually all link in together. What we post about, what our thoughts are, what we're focusing on, what our gender is behind doing posts, what we wear, how we act. Why we act differently around certain people, why we act differently around our parents. Everyone's super spiritual and religious and they pray to God and pray spirit and do all these things, but most people have a really toxic relationship with their family. And family is a tough one. It says a lot. The way people treat animals, the way people view, you know, eating meat and things like that. These are all facets of the whole equation, of the full spectrum. So What's necessary right now? What is the best thing that we can do, which is the easiest way to help ourselves but help others? That's kind of where I'm at. What is the fastest way we can turn this around and help people without pushing our boundaries too far? Because when you're trying to help, sometimes you have to ask yourself, what are you lacking? Why do you need to help? Other people just help. You know, what is the agenda behind helping or fixing things or doing things or being an activist? So my two biggest things that we can change this planet is, one, the free energy devices. And yes, before you start going, you know, free energy, Nate, there is devices which we can make and they can last hundreds of years and power cities, okay? So that's not free, but it's a damn sight better than digging coal out of the ground, doing coal seam gas fracking, which is destroying Australia right now. Well, at the Adini coal mine down there in Great Barrier Reef, that's a really good investment. Good work, politicians, great idea. The whole country's protesting against it, but you still push it through to make one billionaire bit of money. One fucking Indian billionaire who doesn't even live here. It's not even going to give us any jobs. It's just going to leave us the big, giant, fucking dirty hole in the ground. And then when you have a coal spill or the dam bursts or whatever, something will happen. It always does. That's just going to go straight out and destroy the Great Barrier Reef, which is one of the 11 wonders of the world. See, this is the stupidity and the retardedness that we're living in. But I'm going on a rant here. You have to understand that politicians are just like prostitutes, except you have to pay them a little bit more. And that's why they're in the positions they are, because they've had a psychological analysis done on them, because they want people who are there who can be easily persuaded with either money, with ego, with women, with sex, with having sex with children and babies, whatever. That's what it is. If you're a politician and you're in Labor or you're in Liberals, you're in the Republicans or you're in the Democrats or whatever, if you're in a really high position of power and you're not making massive changes, because if you were making massive changes, you'd get kicked out, or you'd be copying it from the mainstream media. That's how you know you're doing the right thing, when you start getting bent over the coals by the juice stream media. That's the issue. So the free energy, number one. And that shit is out everywhere. There's so many people in their backyards who have devices and no one's getting funding. Okay, we have the politicians who, like I just said, are just going ahead, putting the facade on, maintaining the facade that they're actually doing something. That's one of the big things they do and they're good at. Pretending that they care, pretending that they want change, when really it's just to get their term over, their 4-year term, so they can retire and have their retirement package and whatever other bonuses they've agreed on with those little handshake deals behind the scenes when they got in. So we're not getting help by politicians, okay? We're not getting help by the government. Let's just get that clear. The government is not interested in helping you. There may be a few people in the government, okay, who do actually want to make change, but one, they don't know anything about the fucking world, they don't know anything about the ruling elite, the New World Order, the Agenda 2030, the whole entire scenario, health, nothing. They don't know anything about that, so why would we want them in there anyway? Because you hear these politicians talking about, oh, we can get renewable fucking energies. And what renewables, like wind power, solar and batteries, that's hardly fucking renewable. Solar panels which last 10 or 15 years. And guess who owns most of the solar panel companies? The oil companies. So we're like, yes, let's get renewables. And the oil companies are like, yes, let's do that because we own them all. Now, most solar panels, 98% or more of them, don't even give back in their lifetime the amount of power that it costs to produce them. Like the amount of energy, resources, and power it costs to create a solar panel, it actually doesn't even cover the amount of energy that that solar panel creates. So it's not even renewable, and you have to replace them. You throw them out. They're made of metal. They're made of this. They're made of that. Then you have batteries. They sell these stupid lithium batteries. Lithium batteries, and we can use the lead-ion batteries, the original ones that were in electric cars, they can last 250 years. The only thing that wears out is the container they're held in. You can buy those batteries. There's actually a guy at Lismore in New South Wales, and the shop's called 24 Hour Power, and asked for a guy called Hayden. It's his last name. Check him up on Google. They sell the batteries there, and they'll last 250 years. Now, that's not renewable, hey, Ashley, but at least we're getting towards that, because the lithium batteries now that we're putting in cars, we're putting in everything, they're only lasting 10 or 15 years, if that. So that's one step in the direction. Just get some better batteries at least. I mean, fuck these solar companies and all these rorts that are out there. So it's not really green. Let's get back to what I was talking about. It's not really green. There is energy devices out there, okay, that work. The Tesla coils, the Tesla energy. There's so many different things that have been out there that have been squashed, and too many people are buying into the fear paradigm of, oh, Nate, if you do that, they're going to get you. There's fucking 7.6 billion of us. What do you worry about? Why are you worried? The world is waking up at the moment. Everyone is waking up. People are protesting in Paris. Last year, they were protesting in Egypt. The year before, they were protesting in Brazil. Millions of people, Venezuela. Everyone is sick to fucking death of their government. Why? Because the government doesn't give a fuck about the humans on Earth. Because if they did, there wouldn't be poor people. There wouldn't be taxes. We wouldn't be working six to six in the slavery system. And that's what it is. Working from 6 to 6, 50 weeks of the year, for 2 or 3 weeks holiday, that is called slavery, my friends. That is modern day slavery, just so you know. Just because you're in a comfortable prison doesn't make it okay. And this monetary system, okay, which is controlled and owned by a family, the Federal Reserve Bank, we can all look up that stuff. It's pretty simple. All the information's on the internet now. Federal Reserve Bank, privately owned by the Rothschilds, and there's about six different families well above the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers too, so don't even think that you know what the top of the pyramid looks like, because you don't. But the only reason these systems are allowed to survive is because we give them value. We give money value. We're not planting trees in the street, so we need money for all of our food. Okay, we've allowed them to crown the lands. They go into all these countries, the Royal English families and Dutch families ran around and they crowned the land, crown land. But you are actually the crown. This is inversion. This is hidden in plain sight. You are actually crown land. Crown land is actually talking about your crown, the energy source, the connection to spirit, your crown chakra, your energy center, whatever you want to call it. That is crown land. You actually have right to crown land through your birth certificate, not the other way around, where they're actually gambling the money that you're worth on the stock exchange on your birth certificate. So we've been lied to, we've been tricked, we've been deceived, we've been divided. But finally, it seems like finally people really are coming online and waking up everywhere, whether it's through health. So many people now are looking alternatively for health, for cures, for tinctures, CBD oil, cannabis oils. People are looking into detoxing, water fasting, intermittent fasting, getting on products like Carbon 60 Purple and Shilajit, minerals, hydrogen machines. There's so many amazing, incredible things out there. People are reverting to the original health rebalancing of the body, which is naturopathy, which is basically study of the eye, which you can tell your whole life story through the eye. They say the eyes are the window to the soul. And when you know about iridology, that really is the case, because you can tell someone their life story through their eyes. Then we have Chinese herbal medicine, teas, all these fruits, the soursops and the berries and all these anti-cancerous fruits out there. So it's actually really simple. Health's really simple. We've made it confusing by being lazy. By being really fucking lazy. By letting our addiction to mouth flavor control our mind. And what happens is when you have an unbalanced stomach biome, the parasites and all the bacteria and all the stuff in there, that starts saying, I want to eat chocolate, I want to have meat, I want to have this, I want to have whatever it is. So you're not actually controlling you anymore. The parasites in your stomach are actually controlling what you eat, and you have an addiction to mouth flavor. People will willingly put themselves in the grave over flavor. That's the funny thing. The body doesn't want flavor, it wants minerals, it wants nutrients. And you don't actually have to eat massive meals. You don't have to eat all this bulk and this pasta and this rice and all this garbage to fill you up. When you eat the correct foods, you are satisfied and your body creates protein itself. There's a lot of myths out there as well. We actually can live just by breathing air. There's people out there at the moment which are called breatharians. You can look that up. A lot of them in India. People who literally survive off an external force of energy, which is called chi, prana, whatever you'd like to call it in different cultures, vital life force energy. And you can get that from the sun, and you can get that from your DNA by basically doing the deep meditative breath and tapping into that vital life source, which everyone has. Everyone has access to that. Everyone can tap into it. So that is a true upgrading of the human vessel. That is the God consciousness. That's the Christ consciousness they're talking about when they're referring to Jesus and all this. It's actually Christ consciousness. It's you awakening. It's you coming online and connecting to your higher energy sources and then having Christ awareness. So you view the world differently. You have compassion, you have love, you have kindness in your heart rather than I need money, I need to look after myself, my family. You start seeing things on a global perspective of we're a human family, an absolute human family that's connected to all things. And in fact, we need nature to survive. So we don't need coal mines. What we need is free energy devices. If you look on my page, there's a free energy device right there. I mean, I've done quite a few of these videos and I've showed you that my car runs on hydrogen. I'm in the car now. My car runs on hydrogen and my bus has a hydrogen setup on it as well, which is water. See, we can just use water, which is a very abundant resource. It never runs out. It's either in the skies or it's in a lake or it's in a river, or it's in the ocean. It's always constantly recycling. And this technology was brought out back in the 1960s and the oil companies did kill off a guy called Stanley Meyer. But the difference is now we're in 2019. Okay, there can be no fear of what they are going to do to us because there are so many of us now. There are so many smart, awake human beings who are coming online. I mean, look at the pushback for the 5G, the new phone towers that are rolling out. Scientists all around the world, thousands of scientists are banding together and saying this technology is going to kill humans. And then you have to ask yourself, so why are they pushing it out? This is a stupid question. This is the stupid mindset that we need to get out of, which is, why are they doing that, Nate? Why are the politicians doing that? Why aren't they doing this? Why? It's like, come on, stop the cognitive dissonance. Stop that fluoride stare and understand and think about how this world works. It's actually run by pedophiles and Satanists. That's why we're in the world we're in right now. That's why there's a million children that go missing every year into child trafficking and sacrificial slavery, which they use in child sacrifice, the blood and all that stuff. It's the most well-researched thing. You can look it up. It's not a conspiracy. It's one of the easiest things to trace it back through all the religions, all the bloodlines, all the families, what they do and what they still do today. And they use organizations like the CIA and DOCS and all these places which are meant to be looking after us. They're the ones who are actually funding the operations, orchestrating the operations. We have to wrap our head around it, that the world is not run by humans. Because humans don't act this way. Humans in their natural element are loving, are caring, are compassionate. They check in, they talk, they laugh, they sing, they dance. We live in nature. This is not human behavior. If any of you guys out there have seen that movie, They Live, that's literally what we're living in. And I suggest if you guys haven't watched it, type in YouTube and it's called They Live. It's an old movie with Rowdy Roddy Piper, a wrestler. Such a cool movie. Hey Cam, how you doing? So that's why. Don't bother with the council and the government and all that. Just create your own rules. Do what you want to do because no one is going to save you. There's no fictional religious character that's going to come back and just save the world and wipe the world full of evil. It's up to you. It's the humans that are here now. We have to band together. Whether you're black, white, Christian, Jewish, Palestinian, Israeli, white power, black power, Asian, whatever, okay? We are all in the same boat. The black people in Africa, okay, yeah, they're dying from hunger and starvation. The white people in the Western countries, we're being poisoned off by our government. We're being fed poisoned food, poisoned water. We've got geoengineering going on and we're being vaccinated and we're being fried by Wi-Fi. So everybody is in the same boat. Okay, everyone is getting poisoned off or they're getting eradicated in one way or another. So we need to work together. Nothing is going to change until you start making change. You can do all the posts you want on the internet. You can talk about it and you can know it all. The head office can know everything, but until you start embodying it, and that means literally going out and planting trees, spreading awareness, connecting with people, inviting people over, go, come to my house, let's have some tea. Get some nice herbal tea, sit down with 10 or 15 people, close your eyes, do a little 15 minute meditation and talk. I guarantee you when you scratch below the surface, and I say this a lot, almost all humans are ready to fall apart. That's a fact. People are doing it tough. Even when they look like they're not doing it tough, they are doing it tough. They're lonely. They're looking for connection. They're looking for love. They're lost. They're like, what is going on in this fucking world, Nate? And like, I don't know. All I know is it's crazy. And yeah, divide and conquer is, that's right, Jason, massive in Facebook. So you're going to be seeing all these posts where there'll be black person fighting a white person doing this to a black person. But we're going to stop viewing them as black, white, Christian, Muslim, and view them as stupid humans. Anyone that's buying into that is just a stupid human. Don't worry about what they're wearing, what they look like. They're just an uneducated human with low consciousness. And it all boils down to consciousness. This whole system, this whole array of, you could call it mind control, which is the programming from the news, the Rockefeller education system. We go through that for 12 years. We're little creative kids that are playing, dreaming, doing all this amazing stuff when we're young. Then we get into primary school and high school, and we get forced to look at this stupid blackboard and repeat. And if you're not a good repeater, then you get in trouble. Even though there's 14 different ways the human mind learns. 14. So basically, when you're repeating something off a blackboard and saying it with your voice, that's two of the 14 ways of learning. So what about the other 12 kids? What about the other 90% of the kids in there who are like me? I fucking hated school. It was the most boring thing ever. I was literally felt like I was being choked up halfway through every period, and I had to leave and run outside and play basketball or do anything. Now, am I stupid? If I got someone who could have taught me how to use my skills back then, I'd hate to imagine what I'd be doing right now. But I wasted 12 years of my life learning false history, learning mathematics. Remember, the teachers used to always say, well, you're not always going to have a calculator in your pocket, are you, Nate? And 2019, it's called a mobile phone, motherfucker. So, not that I'm saying you shouldn't learn your times tables, you could at least learn your times tables and how to plus things, but everything else in that class was unnecessary. Okay, geography is unnecessary. All the stuff that we learned was completely unnecessary. What it created, though, was competitiveness. It taught us how to be competitive against each other. It showed us the social structure which they want to implement, which is like, you have the cool people here, you have the nerds over here, you have this, and everyone's in their little groups divided up and segregated. And that's exactly what the system wants to happen at a young age. It doesn't want a whole bunch of people connecting. It doesn't want everyone playing in happiness. It wants everyone divided up. You go over there, you go over there. Rich, poor, everyone divided. Then, after year 12, you have the option of more mind control. That's right, Cam. Basic math is okay, exactly. And then you have the option of more mind control. You can go to university and waste another 5 years of your life, and you can be an even better repeater. And if you're a really good repeater, then they'll give you a pat on the back. They'll give you a black square hat, which is a cube of Saturn, which is what all the cubes of Saturn and the blood cults worship, and what Luciferians worship, Saturn moon matrix. You can look into that, go into some David Icke's work. I'm not going to go too deep here because I scare people on my Facebook. So we'll keep it mainstream. And then what you can do is you can go into another industry and you can be a professional, what you've been told, without knowing anything else. Like the doctors today, your local doctor down the street, your local Freemason, your local doctor. Okay, and what happens is when people get paid more money, the secrecy increases. So people are on a good wage, like doctors and dentists and things like that. They'll actually hold a secret much more tightly because they're on a good wicket. They're getting their $250K a year, $350K a year. Plus, they're getting the bonuses from the pharmaceutical industry. So even though most doctors, I'd say a lot of them, 60% know about the vaccines, they know that they're poisoning people off, they've heard all these things, they're like, la, 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 and they don't want to hear it because they're on good money. And that's the ego, right? That's the people they want to groom out. That's the people they want in these positions, in politicians, in the police force, you know, as doctors, because they know they can be easily manipulated because they're not going to think outside their perceived box. They've been told, hey, if you look into natural therapies, we're going to put you in jail and we'll take away your doctor's license. So everything they've worked for, to walk around and be like, I'm a doctor, I save people's lives. That's basically all fraud. That's what the situation is. So we have these people who are in power for a specific reason, and they are to maintain the facade that things are moving forward when really nothing's moving forward. So this is a simple 101 with health. People are looking in to natural therapies. start doing it. Start biting off more than you can chew. Start researching. Start getting those books. Get old books, especially things that are old, and read through that information. Hasn't been indoctrinated as much. Obviously, we're learning more and more about health as we get older. But if you don't at least get your health sorted and start waking up to the financial system and how this world works, you're never really going to get the bigger ticket items. You're never going to be able to wrap your head around that. And that's, once again, all to do with consciousness. And like I said before, everything that we're facing at the moment is about distracting us, confusing us. It's about lowering our internal frequency and also making us think that we're not profoundly awesome. It's about making us think that we're just sinful little people, little flesh suits running around. And what can we do? Oh, what can I do, Nate? You know, what can I do? If every person just does 1% of what they want to do each day, just 1% of what you want to do for the whole year each day, by the end of that year, man, you've done 365% of what you plan on doing. So you've actually done three times the amount what you wanted. And it's really, really important just to take action to move forward. And that means planting trees, getting gardens going. The best and fastest way to create change and activism is start a garden, a community garden in the front of your house. Plant it on the nature strip, okay, in your backyard. Invite people over, teach them what you did, and get everyone growing. I'm telling you right now, gardens create connection, and it creates community, and it creates togetherness. Now, if someone can put this on the comments, the ringing cedars of Russia. I talk about this almost every Facebook Live. The ringing cedars of Russia. I suggest that you all buy these books, the black covers. These books will reconnect you with your heart. It'll give you insight, information on all the topics that you could ever imagine. They're incredible. There's 10 books in the series. And she talks so much in these books about gardens, how gardens have such a healing, profound effect on the body. When you eat your food out of your own garden, forget biodynamic or forget, you know, organic. When you've planted your own food and you've watered it with love, that food is your healing food. That is literally your healing tree. And like she also says, Anastasia, in these books, you get the seed, you put it on your tongue for 15 minutes, let the information from your saliva, the DNA in that, encode into that seed, then you plant it. Plant it away from the rest of the trees. Don't water it for 2 days, then water it. That tree will grow differently to all the other trees you've planted in your garden, and that will be the healing tree. That tree will communicate and connect with all the other plants, and it will pull in and draw in all the minerals and nutrients necessary for your healing and your growing. Isn't that crazy? Really, really old school information. But our grandparents knew this stuff. Our great grandparents knew all this, but we forgot. We got into the world of 1984, of packaged food, processed food, television, McDonald's, KFC. It all came out in this generation, my generation. We got it all. We got all the barbecue shapes and the nami noodles and the fast crap, you know, and a lot of us poisoned ourselves off. And what that food did, that slowed down the consciousness of our generation. But now these indigos are boosting. Everyone's waking up. Everyone's like, shit, man, like I got caught up in drugs and alcohol and processed food or whatever for a long time. But what we're seeing is a mass awakening right now. It's huge. Whether it's health, whether it's spirituality, whether it's people just going, you know what, fuck the government. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of working like a slave. Going in on your prisoner transport. That's what the train and the bus is. It's taking the prisoners to work on the prisoner transport. Everyone wears their cell uniforms, which is a suit, a gray black suit, a depressing gray black suit, which is hot, with these slippery ass shiny shoes. That's your prison outfit. They've just given you a nice shiny one to make you feel like you're good, but really it's the same as a bright orange outfit with chains from hand to hand. You're going into the slavery system, you're getting dropped into work, you're gonna sit in your cell in the city. That's what you're sitting in, a little cell, a little box, your office, which you work in, which you call your job, which you do, which you don't like, but you do it because you need money. Well, you think you need money. The world tells you you need money, because the world is run by money and we give money value by needing it. What happens when you grow your own food, when you create free energy devices and you don't need food anymore? You don't need power anymore. You start collecting your rainwater. You're pulling this away from the system. The system can't control you anymore. All of a sudden you have 3 days a week where you don't have to work and you can go research. You can go help children. You can go mentor kids. You can do artwork. You can go plant trees. This is why we are so slowed down, because it's been designed to slow us down and take away our time, our sovereignty, our respect, and our honor. And this is a massive topic, and I'm definitely going to come back on different parts and talk about how they're disempowering the alpha male, how they're destroying the natural organic family of a man and a woman, why they are pushing the LGB movement, why we have the gay marriage stuff happening, why we have homosexuals on this planet at increasingly massive rates now. It's all done by design, and this triggers so many people. Estrogen mimickers in the food, estrogen mimickers in the plastics, chemicals in the vaccines to offset the hormones. That's what's happening. That's why little frogs and little fish in the ocean, the men are turning into women and they're turning into transsexuals. It's happening. That's why it's happening in our race. So don't get triggered. Just look at the facts. Just follow the leads. Don't actually even have a belief system. The easiest way is to not have a belief system. I don't know if you can hear my dog snoring, but if it's loud, let me know and I'll stop him. Don't have a belief system. Just follow leads. Chase leads and see where they take you. And if you chase leads with an open mind, rather than thinking you know the answer or you know what's right, that is when you're going to come to a conclusion. That's when you're going to be open to more information too. Because we get to a point where we think we know the direction of everything. We think we have a good understanding of the way the world works, and actually blocks us off from receiving offer information and having an open mindset. So we kind of need to empty our cup every now and then and reset and have a rethink, step back, do the meditation, do the inner work, get into nature. Okay, most important thing you can do in this day and age is getting away from the phone towers and getting out into nature as often as you can. Whatever you do on the weekend, get a tent, go park somewhere, go camp somewhere, get under some trees, take your shoes off, get in the sun, get your clothes off, get naked, get in the sun. You need the sun. We're not getting enough sun anymore, and the sun is full of nanoparticles, it's full of whatever else, and it's actually blocking us from getting the vitamin D that we need. There's a whole bunch of minerals and nutrients we're not really getting because we're getting so many other toxic components that we're not actually absorbing it anymore. So this once again boils back to health, boils back to detoxing, boils back to you understanding what you need to do if you have cancer, if you have bumps and lumps. I was just down at Mullumbimby before, and one of those big trucks pulled up, like the breast screening trucks where you get a free breast scan. Like, I didn't think they actually still did that anymore. I thought that all the information and all the facts that when you radiate someone's breast, you get breast cancer, I thought they would have stopped. You know, I walked up to the guy and I go, since when is this shit like still going? I go, I thought people would have been smart enough now to not get these. And he's like, oh, whatever, mate. And I go, well, you know what you're doing. And you're basically giving people cancer when you're pretending to screen them for cancer. And he goes, I'm just doing my job. You know, I go, that's no fucking excuse. I go, there is no excuse anymore in 2019 to say, I'm just doing my job. Like these parasites who work as rangers and they work as parking officers, or those dicks on the side of the road which have the mobile speed cameras and to send you a fine the mail. Don't fucking use the excuse, oh, it's just a job. What about the fucking 1,000 people who are going to have no money and you've destroyed their lives because you need to make $1,000 a week? Have some fucking honor and have some respect about other human beings. And this is why those people are in those jobs. And what we should do is, like, I honestly feel like we should give them a lot of grief. People who do these jobs and they follow the rules, because in the end, a human being is the person who decides whether it's just or not. If you're parked in the street and there's no one around for miles and it's no parking, but there's no one around for miles and it's on a Tuesday night and no one's even going to drive past, would you really go slap a fine on that person's car? It's not doing anything. Don't say it's the fucking rules. Just go, there's no one around, it's fine. If it was, you know, a busy day and there's millions of car parks and everyone wants to go to the beach and you park there for fucking 2 days, of course, you should get a fine. But use your common sense. This is like a call out to those people in the police, in the military, people who are, you know, parking rangers. Fuck, get another job. Go plant some food, go plant some trees. Get a fucking life. And I actually really hope that we have a yellow vest movement that sweeps across the Western world, because we need to purge some of these useless fucking parasites who are calling the shots. And the only reason that these laws actually continue or they are able to go through is because human beings pass them, because we allow, because we don't say no. So if you're not voicing your opinion, if you're not going out there and actually physically creating that change, why would anything change? Everyone wants a better world, but yet people don't actually want to make change. They don't want to put their neck out. They don't want to stick their head out because they're worried about what's going to happen in return. What we need to do is we need to band together. We need to be a little bit more like the people in France. We need to go, that's a stupid fucking rule. No one in Australia wants coal seam gas fracking, so why are we doing it? Who is the person who signed that over when we are the people, we are the 99%, and we say no? This is the basics. This is what it boils down to. And people can't make good decisions when they're unhealthy. When you have an unhealthy stomach, an unhealthy microbiome in the gut, you're going to make shit decisions. You're going to want bad food. You're going to be living in reactive behavior, which means anything that goes on in your life, you'll be getting fired up. You're going to be screaming in traffic. You're going to be yelling at people. You're going to be getting jealous, upset, cut. It's because your stomach biome is not functioning properly. And that is, once again, another part of the system, making people so unhealthy that they basically become slaves to themselves. They create their own mind prison. And that's very easy to do. You make someone tired, run down, take their time away from them, okay, then blast them with electromagnetic frequency and have all types of negativity playing on the news all day long. How are you supposed to be happy when your life is absorbed and surrounded by negative people, negative news, fucking terrible music, bad food, bad water? Okay, it's very difficult to be happy in that circumstance. That's why their health always boils down to being, I would say, the number one thing we need to focus on. When you become healthy, life becomes much easier. It becomes much simpler. You have a clear decision-making capability. You can connect with your spirit. You can connect with that voice that you hear in your head, whatever you want to call it, your intuition, God, your higher self. Everyone has it. Everyone knows that. Everyone can say about 50 instances in their lives where they're like, the intuition's like, probably shouldn't do that. And then you go do it anyway. And then what happens? Fucking disaster. Okay, we all know this, so why don't we tap into that? Why don't we listen to it more often? Why don't we do it? Why don't we trust ourselves over trusting the system, over trusting these prostitute politicians and these idiots which are controlling the show? They're nothing but idiots. They don't care about us. They don't care about Mother Nature. They don't know the first thing about Mother Nature and connection to Earth, about blessings, prayers, and respect and honor, and the law of the land. So we shouldn't use them, and we shouldn't bother with them. So what we need to do is start planting the gardens. Start planting gardens, start planting trees. Doing everything in your life that pulls money away from the corporations and organizations that don't support us. Okay, don't drink the tap water. Don't share in the tap water. Okay, start planning your food. Start buying food direct from the farmers. Start getting a bunch of people together and going to the markets and getting only organic food. If you pull your money away from evil corporations, they can't exist. It's so simple. So don't shop at Woolworths. Don't shop at these terrible places which have rows and rows of poison. It's pretty funny because you have a section in Woolworths, Coles and Aldi called the health food section. And it's very small. And it's like, well, if this is the health food section, which is not, it's actually just the food section, what is the rest of the supermarket called? It's the poison section. It should be next to the fly spray. Everything in Woolworths and Coles is poisonous. It's not beneficial for life. Anything that doesn't come from nature, you shouldn't be putting in your body. Anything that you wouldn't drink, you shouldn't put on your skin. Suntan lotion, etc. The clothes you wear. The shampoos are rubbing into your skull, rubbing into your dick and balls for guys out there. Stop putting shampoo on your balls, on all of your genitals. Have a look at the back of the packet of that shampoo and see what it says. You're basically pouring petrochemicals all over your reproductive system. Same with women. Stop putting it under your armpits. Stop putting it all over your breasts. Stop putting it everywhere. It causes cancer. Stop brushing your teeth with fluoride toothpaste. Stop using aftershave. Spraying aftershave and deodorant straight onto lymph nodes, lymphatic system, which is basically like the garbage bin with compost in it to drain out and to decompose the lymphatic fluid, the interstitial fluid. Simple things. Go through your house and get rid of all the shit products. Get rid of the fly sprays. Get rid of those mosquito burners. Turn off the bug zappers. All you're doing is wiping out millions of bugs and you're killing no mosquitoes. And we've got a massive drop in bugs because of people with their bug Zappers. Everything is inversion. Everything is up and down. Everything they say on the news is almost the opposite. If you want to know what's really going on in the world, when they say something on the news, do the opposite and you're 90% there towards it. I know that sounds ridiculous. That's where we're at, you know? It's actually a circus. It's so obvious now. If you can't catch it now, you may never catch it. You really need to catch this. Time to catch it. Time to understand how it works. Time to understand the system and the world you live in. Because once you can navigate this matrix, the world becomes much easier. You're not going to get triggered by what's going on or what they're doing. What you're going to do is you're just going to take action. Just take action. They're going to do that. Well, that's sweet. I'm just going to do this. They're going to say that rule is going to come in. I don't fucking care. I'm just going to do that anyway. I'm not going to do it. And no one's anyone else. No one's going to do shit. Everyone one day is just going to go, I'm not doing that. Fuck off. And there's nothing the government can do because the government is made up by people. And those people are waking up as well. We have people in all industries waking up. It's about to hit critical mass and it's just a matter of time before the whole world wakes up. And what's going to happen is these people that call themselves the elite, the half-human parasites, which have been feeding off us through the monetary system, through all these different laws and statutes and controlling the military, controlling the media. That's all they've done. They've just controlled the media and the money and put so many lies out that a lot of people actually bought into it. And they've been, you know, trying their best to dumb us down and poison us off. But too bad. Everyone's waking up. So I'm not going to continue on too much longer, but I am going to do a couple of interviews this week, guys. I'm going to talk to a friend of mine who is, I would say, the expert in Australia to do with common law, maritime law, constitution law, setting up foundations and charities, and he's doing some crazy, incredible work around the planet at the moment. And that talk is going to be like hardcore. People's minds are going to fold inside out when you hear the information of how our English language connects with the law, it connects with the universal law and what they're doing to suppress us. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Also, I'm running a couple of retreats coming up too. So in March at Seal Rocks, we're going to be doing a retreat down there. It's going to be a 4-day retreat. And I'm also running a retreat in Bali in May, on May 22nd for 10 days. It's kind of a relaxation detoxification retreat. There's going to be healing machines there. We're going to be in a place in the jungle where there's incredible waterfalls, healing springs. There's going to be health professionals down there, massage, vegan food, organic food every day. We're going to take you on jungle hikes and do some work with metaphysics, DNA activation, and a whole bunch of stuff like that. So there's going to be some really incredible people there. This is the first of many retreats that I'm going to be running. This really is a time where people need to kind of tap into a slice of like heaven, so then they can realize, holy fuck, that feels good. I feel really good when I eat those foods, when I'm with those people, when that information comes in, when I meditate. So it's about doing all the things at once and cracking someone open so they can go back into the cities, take that energy with them, and then start creating that slice of heaven in their hometowns. Getting people together, starting movements, starting gatherings, having drug and alcohol free parties, having cool conscious people hanging out, connecting deeply rather than using drugs and alcohol as the gateway to push through that. Hey Christian, so my brother Christian has came on too. We're going to be coming to Sydney in the next, I'd say, month, and we're going to bring some medicines down there. We're going to bring the frog medicine Cambo, which is a really powerful detoxification process, probably one of the most powerful ones on the planet, where it's actually a Amazonian tree frog. The poison is put into a little burn on your skin and you have a full purge. Basically, the body absorbs and completely accepts this medicine and all the cells of the body open up all at once and it releases all the metals, the toxins, parasites. It's incredible for trauma release and so much more. So we'll be coming to Sydney with that, also doing some sound journeys and some rape, which is sacred jungle tobacco, which resets you, recalibrates the brain, connects you back with your higher self. And a lot of people, when they have it, they have really profound visions and insights on what they need to be doing in their life. So what I'm doing is I'm merging all the truth movement, health and native shamanism together in a way where people can access all these modalities, healing machines, technologies, ceremonies and retreats together, and we can kind of learn off each other. Because I feel like there's not one path anymore. There is no, you just do this. We need to just take the best bits of all the things that are available, and then combine that into our own realm, and then inspire by example. That's the probably simplest and best thing that we can do, and easiest way to awaken people is just simply by inspiring by example. Have your energy so beautiful and so big that people are just like, what is it about you? You know, there's something about you. And it's just like, that's the easiest way to do it. We don't have to force anything. And I always say there's three ways. One is plant a seed and leave, and someone else will plant a seed, and then a few seeds later they're going to awaken. Two is inspire by example. Just be the best version of yourself. Be helpful, show up, be nice, be caring. Just do things for people. And the third kind of person who is awakening, they are just ready, and they're like an open book, and no matter how much information you throw at them, they just absorb it. So sometimes there's people out there where you can just load them up with videos, links, the whole lot, and they'll go off like a firecracker, and they'll awaken a whole bunch of their family and friends too. Now, a lot of people ask me, like, what else do you do, Nate? You're always doing this truth stuff on the internet. And actually, it's funny because I don't really post many photos or videos of myself because I'm too interested in helping people with other things. And so I'm going to be doing more personal content and showing what I'm up to and things like that too, so you don't think I'm just some guy who does conspiracy talk all the time. Also, I've just started a foundation and a charity. And what that's going to mean is I have a couple of friends who have incredible free energy devices, and I'm actually working with some people at the moment who have got a lot of cash. And what we're trying to do is put together a whole bunch of money so we can get these free energy devices built, working, so then we can give the plans away for free and everyone can start using them. Because I'm sick to death of going to the service station and putting fucking petrol on my car. I'm sick of hearing about solar panels and renewable energies and coal seam gas fracking and all the retarded shit that we're doing on the earth. We really need to stop that, and it really is probably the most important thing we can do. Getting free energy devices out there, and they're not free, but they are definitely a damn shot better than what we're using at the moment. This car runs on hydrogen I'm in right now, so I'm getting a 30% fuel saving on my little car. I'm getting about a 50% fuel saving on my bus, which runs on hydrogen, which is water also, but even that is really old technology. So I have started this foundation, and there will be a position on my website to donate towards free energy and also the structured water devices. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff happening at the moment, and I'm creating a new structured water device, one that can pull radiation out of water, and it can turn sewage water into water for the garden, and I'm gonna add a few more things to it, and we might even maybe be able to turn sewage water into drinking water. So this technology has already been used. I'm recreating it and adding some more things. So there will be a time when you can donate to that. And what's gonna happen once these devices are created, I'm gonna take them to places like in the Amazon, Australian indigenous communities, and towns that are around mining areas where the water's been destroyed. And we're gonna gift these water devices to those people so these people can have fresh drinking water. And these devices never need to be replaced. They never need to be serviced. There's no filters. So it's actually really, really incredible technology that we have at our hands right now. So that's the three things that are going on: free energy, water structuring devices, and these water structuring devices are also incredible for athletes too. It gives you 87% more hydration, turns all the minerals bioavailable, and actually pulls out the contaminants out of the body. So pretty cool technology coming out at the moment. And also, I've got very, very good connections here in Australia, and I've been doing it for quite a few years now to do a CBD oil and cannabis oil. I don't sell them, but I can help you get in contact with someone who does, and we can get it posted out to you, because most of you would know I've been working with a lot of cancer people and sick people for many years now. I've been in the natural health game for about 12 years, treated a bunch of people with cancer, cured them, and now I'm working with autistic kids and a whole bunch of other diseases, and it all boils down to mineral deficiencies and toxic overload of the body. So I will do a big health talk coming up soon with a couple of people in the next few weeks. I'll be doing a big interview on water, a big interview with the free energy, another one on common law, and then we'll go the health 101, all the cancer cures, all the ways to regenerate and rebalance the body. And I've got some amazing products on my website now too, stem cell enhancers. So the world's first patented stem cell enhancers. So this is for women out there, men, young, old. Basically, it stops the telomeres from falling off, and then you basically look younger for longer. You don't age, it's actually age reversal, and it helps with the whole body calm, mental and everything. So it's fucking incredible technology. Most people don't know about it. You're not going to hear about it on the mainstream news. You're not going to hear about it from your local doctor. So if any of those things tickle your fancy, my website is www.innate-awareness.com. You can get on there and you can check out our retreats, all the videos, all the interviews I've done, all the media, and our gatherings, ceremonies. There's ayahuasca ceremonies, there's plant medicine ceremonies, there's frog medicine ceremonies, there's detoxing retreats. Everything's going to be happening on there. So what I'm doing is getting people off my Facebook onto the website so I can connect with you guys properly in real life, rather than this fake materialistic social media bullshit of likes, shares, and false Instagram living. So thanks, Cam. If you guys want to check it out, Cam just posted a link down there, innateawareness.com. But yeah, stay tuned for a couple of big interviews. And I'm going to also do a live Facebook Live this week of emotion yoga. So down here at Mullumbimby, a good friend of mine does emotion yoga. And what it is, it's basically getting the body into a position where it creates this shaking. And it's a really fast way to release trauma. So I'm going to show a bit of the emotion yoga. And I'm also going to videotape them doing acro yoga, just to give you guys a bit of, I don't know, something you can see, and then you can maybe try it in your local area or start a group and get into it. So plenty of cool things happening. Stay positive. Don't wait around. Don't wait for Q. Don't wait for Trump. Don't wait for any of these people to save you. Don't wait for Jesus or Muhammad to come back. You guys are here. You're real. You're on the planet right now. So make change. Go out there and connect with your neighbors. Be nice to people. Look after the women on this planet. Yeah, I mean, do all the things that we should do without being asked, that we are expected to do these days without doing it. It's all back to front. Just do what feels good. Connect with people. If you see someone doing it tough, check in. Go, how are you doing? Is everything okay? I've seen you around. You look upset. People are looking for a hug. People are looking for some caring, for some support. And it's up to us to do it. If we don't do it, no one's going to do it. So anyhow, guys, jump on to innateawareness.com and I can chat to you there. Subscribe to the front page. And then when our retreats are on, the gatherings and events, I can send you an email and you can come down and you can meet our tribe. All right. Have fun. Ciao.